White, St. Helena, California, November 6, 1910. Elder W.C. White, Nashville, Tennessee. My dear son, we have just returned from a visit to the Pacific Union College. Sarah and I went up on Friday afternoon. Brother Atwood took us up in the Kellogg carriage with the double team. I felt drawn upon to go to the school, and Friday was a remarkably fine day, so that there was nothing to hinder us. We had an excellent visit there. On Sabbath, I spoke for an hour on the third chapter of Daniel, dwelling upon the Lord's wonderful deliverance of the three Hebrew worthies. The Lord blessed me in speaking on this interesting history, and I was enabled to bring out some important principles regarding the working out of the Lord's purpose for the children of obedience and the children of disobedience. My strength was increased as I spoke. The chapel was full, and all present seemed to be much interested. Several spoke to me afterward of their satisfaction at hearing me speak, and I was made glad that I went. On the following night, my sleep was broken by continual thought in regard to my work in the future. On Sunday morning, Brother and Sister Irwin and Sister Irwin visited me in my room, also Sister Andre. We had an excellent little talk. They expressed their satisfaction at my having chosen the subject that I did to speak upon. I was glad that my visit to the school made a favorable impression. I tried to do my duty. All seems pleasant and agreeable among the workers at the school. Brother Atwood drove us back. The drive was not a tedious one. I am thankful that I went. I was somewhat tired when I got home, but I thought that I would answer your letter. I shall be glad to hear from you as often as possible. I hope that you will not expose yourself to danger in hastening to fill your appointments. I hope that you will avoid all exposure. We cannot afford to be laid aside by sickness, for we have left us but a short time to do the work that has been so long neglected. Both you and Elder Daniels must guard your health. Now, another matter. Brother Henry Kellogg sent me $200 of tithe money to be appropriated where most needed. How would it do to send this money to Portland, Maine, to be used in the work there? Would this be the right thing to do? I shall await your answer before appropriating it. You may see somewhere a more pressing need, but at this time I see no greater necessity than the work in Portland, Maine. Please write me in regard to this matter, telling me if you think the money should be appropriated elsewhere. I want to help the cause in Portland, but I do not want to misappropriate $1 of the means now so much needed. I hope that as the work of entering long neglected places is taken up, many gifts for the advancement of this work will come in. We shall do what we can here. May the Lord move upon men to give the warning, and may He move upon the hearts of His people to give liberally for this work. I am earnestly trying to do my appointed work in writing on Old Testament history. I shall take right hold of this work and try to carry it through. May the Lord Jesus help me, is my prayer. What a work there is before us. Satan is seeking in every way possible to hinder the efforts that are being made to advance the truth. We must now put forth most diligent, earnest efforts, for we have but a short time in which to work. We are to watch unto prayer and seek to save souls. How I long to see our ministers and lay members increasing in faith and hope and courage. How I long to see them hunting and fishing for souls. We must take up the burden and not lay it off till the warfare is accomplished. We must press into the unworked cities, and we shall find that the Lord is there to help us. We must try as never before to reach the people and arouse them to a sense of their perilous condition. What excuse can we offer for our neglect of souls? Shall we not now go forth in earnest to do our appointed work? I have written this very hastily. Your mother.